We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are on the road. We just wrapped up, in fact, teaching the five-day innovation bootcamp course here in Silicon Valley. It is open to the public, by the way, so if you are interested in potentially participating in the bootcamp, then just let me know. We can get you an invite to that. I think the next one is the week of September 25th, and that will actually be held in northern Colorado, in Louisville, which is right next to Boulder, Colorado, so if you know where Boulder's at. So that one is coming up, but we just wrapped up the course, had full-out students. It was really great. We just wrapped it up yesterday. I'm taking an extra day here in Silicon Valley before I head to London next week. But I wanted to get out a quick show to you and keep the flow going. So today's topic is actually one that has kind of been on the back of my mind for quite some time. And it's about being content. Now, I can look back on my career and I can tell you times when I was content, you know, happy with the job, happy with my family, secured financial position, happy with my kids. Yes, even when they were teenagers. Now, if I look back on my career, it's happened maybe three or four times across my life. And I mean, not just that's the only time I was content. That was when it really stood out that I was content. Now, when I look back upon it, though, and I look about the time that I was content and then what happened immediately after, I could see that that contentment gave me a false sense of, I don't know, happiness, a false sense of satisfaction. It usually came after a particularly chaotic, stressful event in my life, like when my mother passed away. She'd been living with us for a number of years. This is when we were living in Washington, D.C., and she'd had severe health issues to the point where we had to move her and my dad to Virginia. My wife was a nurse at the time. My wife gave up her professional nursing career in order to take care of my parents until my mom passed away. Now, the one thing that was about my mom that I find really interesting was that it was her perseverance. You know, she suffered severe medical issues, and it lasted for 5 years. And during that time, my wife and I became what I refer to sometimes as sandwichers. We had our three kids were all teenagers at the time. They were still living at home. Plus, then my parents were living in the house in a separate area that we built specifically for them. So they had their own little kitchen and their own bathroom and their own living room, et cetera. But we were the sandwichers. So it was particularly stressful of taking care of both the medical and financial needs of my parents, raising three kids at the time, and me trying to grow a career, and my wife literally giving up her career in order to take care of my parents. In the contentment I felt afterwards, you know, after that stress was away, I asked myself, was it real? When I look back, it was really almost a precursor of being surprised, caught off guard. Because I fell into this lull of contentment, I was trying to coast. I basically checked out. given all the stress that I and my family had been under. And what happened was, is I wasn't looking for the weak signals that change was coming. I'd kind of gotten over the stress, kind of leaning back, saying to myself, okay, you know, we're happy, family, we're financially secure. Yes, my mom had recently passed away, but it was really this sense of what at the time I thought was really commitment. But I, at that point, with saying I'm happy with where I'm at, I wasn't looking. I wasn't out checking to make sure that I was keeping on top of the weak signals that some kind of big change was about to happen. Now, to take advantage or to cause these weak signals, you have to kind of be leaning forward. You need to make sure that you don't fall into this trap of being content. Content basically tells you that everything is fine, you can coast, and that change is not going to happen. Look, the world is under constant change. We cannot be happy and content with staying where we are. Right? We think we kind of achieved it, now we're going to tread water until we die. That is not what happens. The world is under constant change. For innovation, being content is not just bad. It is very bad. Contentment gives that false sense of that we're done. It's almost like, I'm trying to remember the year, but it was a while, you know, back 100 years ago, 150 years ago, with the head of the U.S. Patent Office is, you know, famously said to have quoted, everything that could possibly be invented has been invented. And so therefore we could be content and just kind of coast. And that's not the case. If you look at the amount of change, the amount of technology, the amount the world is changing, society is changing, everything around us is changing. So being content is bad for innovation, and not just bad, it is unbelievably bad for driving innovation. Because contentment, again, gives you that false sense that we're done. And we are never done. There's always more work to be done in order to continue to address those problems and opportunities. Now, what happens when we fall into, you know, this contentment? And that is, we almost talk ourselves into it. You know, this contentment is giving us the sense that, hey, everything is great. Everything can be, you know, has all been put together. We're kind of in the right place. Our kids are great. Our families are great. Our financial position is great. We would be happy if everything right now could just stay the same. And when you fall into that trap of contentment, then we literally talk ourselves into not rocking the boat. Everything is great. Be happy. You know, just coast. Everything is perfect. Well, you know, if you're careful about not doing anything to upset or make changes, then you can maintain this sense of contentment. And in my book, that kind of language, like don't rock the boat, everything is great, be happy, it sure sounds like an innovation antibody to me. And it actually falls into a type of antibody that I talk about in my book, Beyond the Obvious, around having that sense of a feeling of this contentment, of this satisfaction, of this no change type of antibody. As we talked about in the book, there are four types of antibodies. You yourself can be your own form of, quote, no change kind of antibody. These are the antibodies in an organization where companies like having really great quarterly results, having really great employee satisfaction, customers are happy, everything's rocking and rolling. So these are the antibodies that will push back on any innovation, any idea by saying, whoa, 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 everything's great. Why are you rocking the boat? Come on, let's just keep doing what we're doing. We're king of the hill. Let's not screw it up by doing something that actually pushes us in the wrong direction. And we can talk ourselves into doing that exact same thing in our own personal life through this feeling of contentment. Now, contentment and happiness and satisfaction are all great feelings, but when we extend that contentment into this feeling of, I want to protect this feeling, and I want to do everything in my power to maintain this feeling, then we put blinders on. We overlook the weak signals that change is about to come in and totally disrupt. And when I went back and I was looking at those the times when I was contentment, those three or four times in my entire career, and I look at what happened, I fell into this feeling of contentment. I missed the weak signal, and it totally took away any contentment I had because the whole world changed, whether it was, you know, stock market crashes or total big shifts in the industries I was involved in, whatever it was. But that it always seemed to immediately follow after I fell into this trap of contentment because I stopped looking. I did the lean back. World is great. Let's not upset the apple cart. Let's not push any change. Everything is hunky-dory. Don't make any changes. And as soon as you do that, my experience has been, and I look back on history here, that's when I got smacked. That's when I stumbled. That's when I fell. And it was probably some of the lowest points in my career and in my life was when right after I fell into that trap of contentment, where I was trying to ignore anything from the outside that would upset this feeling of contentment that I had. So we're going to continue this conversation when we come back from commercial break, and we'll pick it up talking about the actual feelings of contentment. So we'll be right back. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're picking up our conversation talking about contentment. Now, the premise for this topic today is my belief that being content is the enemy of innovation. It actually becomes that roadblock. But before we talk about the innovation impact and why I've so firm believer in this, let's talk more about this feeling of contentment. So what do I mean by being content? Contentment exhibits itself with the feelings of peace, calmness, that sense of acceptance that where we are is enough, happiness, satisfaction with our day-to-day life. Now, that all sounds like you finally arrived. Sounds comfortable. It actually sounds great. It's really enticing. However, many, if not most people, move into this position of contentment as their way of giving up. Now, I know that's some strong words. Hear me out. We all think we want contentment, and it makes us feel like the list above, right? So we take steps to avoid anything that will take that feeling away. So if we've fallen into this trap of contentment, you know, this peace, this calmness, this sense of acceptance, happiness, we will do almost anything to protect that sense of contentment. So for instance, if you get that sense of peace, what do? We avoid conflicts at all costs. We want to remain peaceful. We don't want to, you know, anything to change that. So we will avoid all conflicts. We'll roll over. We don't challenge, you know, ourselves, or we don't challenge others. Same thing with calmness. Calmness is all about avoiding stress. So we say no to anything that will cause yourself or others stress. We avoid doing anything new, as that could be stressful. If you try to go off and do something new, like learn a new sport or, you know, learn a new language, it's stressful. Nope, don't do that. That will impact your calmness. And then what about acceptance? We do everything in our possession to have everyone love us. You know, so we all of a sudden become yes people, and we will acquiesce and support just to make sure that everybody loved us. So these are just some of the examples. So when we get into this role of contentment, the whole objective shifts to being, we don't want that feeling to go away. So we will give up things like for peace. We will avoid conflict at all costs. If we're in calmness, we're going to avoid stress. Don't do anything new. That might be stressful. If it's acceptance, it's about we want people to love us. Now, when you really think about it to that level, does contentment sound as good as maybe we thought it was? It doesn't sound like a life to me. Then don't forget about, you know, the influences from others, right? They're telling us to be content. Now, I early in my career. I did 13 startups before I got my first IPO. Yes, I did 13 startups before I got my first IPO, right? And so you're pushing, you're working all kinds of crazy hours. Some of those were simultaneous. I'm doing two startups at the same time with two different groups. And as we're pushing ourselves, we're working all kinds of crazy hours. And I was doing this in the early 80s, in my first round in Silicon Valley is when I did most of my startup work. You know, and I'd have my parents and my in-laws and other people saying, well, man, you're really pushing yourself. You just need to be content with where you are and what you have. Don't, you know, why are you like killing yourself working 75, 80-hour weeks? Be content with where you are and what you have. Like, it's a bad thing to keep changing and adapting. It's a bad thing that you keep wanting to achieve something where you've got this passion and this energy to go create products or launch new services or have impact on your clients' lives. These are people who may be around you are just saying, hold on here a second. Don't be content. Be content with where you are and what you have. Why are you so, you know, hungry for things? That's a bad thing. Be content. Contentment can give you that false sense that change also is slowing down. All right? You get into this role of contentment, you almost put blinders on, like changes, you're not seeing the change. When in fact, change is accelerating, which requires then that we all have to pick up the pace. Now, in some cases, contentment is also our way of checking out, you know, when we can't take it anymore. Like following the extended years of the stress of taking care of my aging parents, I think my falling into this kind of what I would call false sense of contentment was basically me giving myself permission to take a couple of years and literally just check out. Don't rock the boat, just go do the 9-to-5, be home, don't travel, don't come up with any new, don't be doing the startup side hustle while you're doing your normal job. It was my way of checking out. So, what do you feel about contentment now? Has any of this description that I've given you caused you to kind of look at contentment differently? Is it something to strive for? Now, and I'm not saying all contentment is bad. What I am saying is be on guard. Don't let yourself fall into the contentment trap. Don't let those feelings cause you to lean back and give up and put those blinders on where you're literally missing any of the signals coming your direction that something is happening, change is happening. You know, the economy is changing, your industry is changing, business is changing, whatever's changing. You fall into that trap of contentment where you lean back and give up, you're going to miss that weak signal. Now, if you let contentment cause you to be caught off guard, your contentment will be blown apart. In the example of my parents, you know, when I kind of fell into that role of contentment after they passed away, and I kind of went into this coast mode for a couple of years, by the time I kind of woke up, I didn't wake up on my own. I woke up because things just changed. Changed in our family life, kids going away to college, things changed, you know, in my work world, with entire industries being wiped out because of economic changes or regulatory changes, career and skill sets. When you're coasting, you're not learning new things, and then you fall into this trap of all of a sudden you wake up 2 to 3 years from now, and the skills and knowledge you have, nobody else wants. Right, so don't let those feelings cause you to lean back and give up and miss these weak signals. You cannot let contentment cause you to be caught off guard. I got caught off guard, so I'm trying to share with you my own personal experience that was extremely painful and hard lessons to learn. And the last time I felt commitment and when I got disrupted, that's when I started this podcast. That's when I started reaching out and trying to find ways to have impact on people's lives back in 2005. So don't fall into the trap I did. Learn from what I went through, and you can have that. You can just have those eyes open. When we come back, we'll talk more specifically about contentment and its impact or possible hindrance to innovation. And we'll be right back.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8900. 45. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to our conversation on contentment and its impact on yourselves, your personal career, your family, but also this impact on innovation. Now, I'm a believer that being content is the enemy of innovation. So why do I say that? Why do I have this view of being content as the enemy of innovation? My definition of innovation is making ideas real. And where do ideas come from? Most ideas come from innovators who see the problems, see the annoyances, see the opportunities to do things differently. And I would argue that true innovators are not content. They're never content. They're almost hypersensitive to the things that they see with unique, fresh eyes that are problems or opportunities to improve or opportunities to eliminate those things out of our lives. They are not content. They know that we can do better. They're not willing to sit back and coast. They are driven through their passion, their energy, and again, these innovators with fresh eyes to go and change the world. If everyone was content with the horse and buggy, would the automobile have ever been invented? If we were content with the automobile, would we have ever invented the airplane? Thank goodness for those, what I would call, unsettled souls who were not content and went on to invent the next great thing. This is critically important. I want to make sure you understand. I'm not saying that all contentment is bad. But contentment that causes us to kind of lean back and look for a way to coast, that is the problem. That's where we put the blinders on and we miss these opportunities. And like I said, true innovators are not content. In fact, I'll even go even further to say true innovators are never content. They're always annoyed by something. They always see the possibilities of change. They always see the way to make things better. They always are looking for ways to eliminate things that are just getting in the way of what we do each and every day. So what do you do when you start getting that, quote, I've arrived content feeling, right? So let's say, you know, you feel like you're in that content mode. Things in the family are great. Things at work are great. Your financial security, your retirement's locked up. The kids' college funds are fully funded. The kids are doing fantastic. And now you're almost falling into defense mode to protect that. Then what do you do? What is it that you can change in order to make sure that you don't fall into putting the blinders on and missing something? You need to challenge yourself to do something uncomfortable, to go out and do something that you've never done before, do something for the first time, whether that's learning to dance, or whether that is, going to a country and learning the foreign language before you go there to be proficient, to learning something completely outside your skill set. If you're in sales and marketing, you know, learning to program. If you're a programmer writing software, learn, you know, build hardware from the ground up. You know, do something that challenges yourself that will actually put you into, give you a little bit of stress, because it's that stress that actually can be energizing, but also causes you to open your eyes wide and be seeking and looking for those changes that are coming. For instance, during your daily creative muscle exercises, now if you are not familiar with it, I've talked about this many times in the show, there's a daily exercise that I do where I actually do 30 minutes of ideation every morning for 5 days a week. I take one day off, and then I rank them. And I do this every week, and then every quarter I take the best of the best and rank those. Because I believe that you got to exercise your creative muscle. Just like you're not going to get up off the couch after being a couch potato and go run the Boston Marathon. You're not going to get up out of your chair and be able to generate game-changing breakthrough ideas if you have not exercised your creative muscle. So, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, I'll put the link in the show notes in order to give you the link over to the other shows where I talk about the exercise regimen that I use, and you should consider doing it yourself to exercise your creative muscle just like you would exercise your legs and your arms and exercise in order for just good health, or if you want to go run a marathon, exercise is good. Creative exercise, even more critical. So I would argue that during your creative muscle exercise, challenge yourself to come up with five problems that need to be solved. Five, they can be personal items, like things around the house that's a problem that you want to go fix. It could be in your community, you know. I actually did a whole series of ideation exercises around trash pickup and recycling in Silicon Valley. It was just one thing that I just kind of got hooked on and was brainstorming a whole bunch of ideas. It could be five problems at your job and ideate and create ideas to solve that problem. It could be for the nonprofit you're passionate about. My wife and I and my kids, we run two nonprofits, HackingAutism.org and Pioneer Education Africa. And right now, one of the things I'm doing in my morning creative muscle exercises is solving a problem with water at our school and our fish farms in Rwanda, Africa. But that's how I keep myself going, is there's always problems to be solved. And if you are an innovator, don't sit back and think you're an innovator just because you've studied or you listen to this podcast or you've read a book or whatever. Go out and innovate. Keep innovating. Find those problems that you could innovate a solution to, right? So, again, for your daily creative muscle exercise, you know, challenge yourself. Brainstorm problems to solve. Don't brainstorm ideas to a solution to a problem. Put a twist on it. So for the next 5 days, just challenge yourself to come up with five problems that need to be solved. Again, they can be personal, they can be in your community, they can be on your job, they could be a nonprofit, you know, you're passionate about. It could be, you know, solving how to raise more money for the PTA, for your local school, so the band can get new instruments. Whatever it is, continue to innovate. You need to drive that perspective of contentment where you think you've arrived and everything is good and you can coast is not good. Right? Contentment of just being happy with what you get is different. Contentment with what you have and therefore trying to coast and hold your current position, you will not hold that position because things are changing and they're changing at a faster pace. There are literally hundreds, more like thousands of problems and opportunities we come across every day that we can innovate a solution for if we would just open our eyes, if we had fresh eyes, if we looked at problems that we tend to walk past. If you drive the exact same way we work every day, you walk the sidewalks the exact same way to drop or pick up your kids at school, we always go to the same three restaurants. We always go travel vacations to the same places multiple times. We fall into the rut, and we lose our fresh eyes. So getting out there and looking at those hundreds or thousands of problems or opportunities we come across every day and regain our fresh eyes, go a different way, travel a different way, do something that causes you to look at those opportunities differently. Don't sit back and be content. Lean forward and innovate. Why? The world would be a better place because of what you do. Now, as we wrap up this segment, we're going to go into segment four here. This is continuing our little format experiment where we are going to share with you the 5 minutes to new ideas. We've been running this segment for, a handful of shows now. We're interested in your feedback. Do you find them useful? Do you find them helpful? Our objective with this new segment is to cause you to kind of sit back, just listen, get your notebook out, and use the next segment as a way to be a catalyst for you to come up with new ideas, for you to think differently. It gives you a challenging set of questions for you to look at a problem or an opportunity differently. So we'd love to hear your feedback. Drop me a note at phil@killerinnovations.com. I'd love to hear your feedback. So don't go anywhere. You're definitely going to want to listen to this next segment, as we call it, 5 minutes to new ideas. And we're also contemplating the idea of putting that segment out as its own standalone show for those of you who are pressed for time and listening to the 40 minutes of the normal Killer Innovations show. We're going to be thinking about putting that out. Love to hear your feedback on that, on giving you a 5 minute once a week kind of snippet, kind of a catalyst, maybe that spark for your creative muscle exercise for that week. So again, let us know. And when we get ready to launch the show, we will put that up on the site and let you know how to find that over wherever you get your favorite podcast. So with that, stay tuned. Next up, 5 minutes to new ideas. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if
that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Back in the early days of this show, I would share what I called a killer question in each episode. These questions were designed to be used in your personal team or organization innovation efforts. Now, based on feedback from listeners like you, we've decided to bring it back with some improvements. Each episode of the Killer Innovations has a segment that I'm now calling 5 Minutes to New Ideas. They are designed for the creative mind looking for that next great idea. Each episode will challenge you to think differently about your business, your products, your services, and yourself by asking unique, funny, and sometimes crazy questions. These questions are designed to force you to look beyond the obvious and to uncover those ideas and opportunities you never before considered. So, get out your notebook and be ready to uncover that game-changing idea. Here is 5 Minutes to New Ideas. Have you ever purchased a product that others hated? Or what about the opposite? Have you ever seen others using a product or service that you absolutely despised? The flip side to any positive emotional connection is a negative one. If you are producing a product or service that is inspiring enough that some people love what you are doing, there will be others who will dislike your product with an equal passion. Plenty of companies trade on the fact that they represent something the mainstream culture will find offensive or questionable. Look at any business that sells rebellion or greedy counterculture message. They target the niche by offending anyone that is not part of that in crowd. It doesn't even have to be a niche. Even more mainstream products, such as those found in the tobacco or alcohol industries, subtly sell themselves as being a little dangerous and outside the norm. The question for you is to decide whether there is any benefit or purpose to being strategically disliked or being perceived by some as, quote, not us. Will it benefit you and your product to deliberately set yourself in opposition to certain social groups? And if so, how do you accomplish this? This strategy can be positive if it allows you to be clearly identifying what you are about and who you are targeting. But be careful. This approach is risky. The important thing is to carefully walk the line between creating connection on one side and provoking rejection on the other. For example, look at the growing trend of restaurants and gastropubs that refuse to offer any substitutions on their menu. Father's office in LA's Culver City has great burgers, but only serves them one way, with caramelized onions, bacon, blue cheese, and arugula. No ketchup. If you want ketchup, you'll have to sneak in your own packets and be careful that the waitstaff doesn't catch you using them. You will be called out, embarrassed, and actually ostracized. You'd think that a restaurant with this kind of draconian policy against customization would be dead in the water. Not so. If you want to eat at Father's office, you'll be waiting for hours for a table. It's packed day and night. Some people hate Father's office, and I've had friends in LA who flat out refuse to set foot in the place. That's fine. The people who love it really, really love it, both for the food and for its slightly contrarian atmosphere. The negative emotional response it provokes in other people only solidifies the fans' passion for the place. So what about your product or service? Who will not buy your product because they feel something is objectionable about it? Not something most of us think about. For example, have you ever tried to market your product based on what it doesn't supply rather than on what it does? Can you use the thing that's objectionable about your product to create a community of customers? Ask yourself, how could you eliminating the objection help or hurt you? By looking at your product or service differently from the perspective of something objectionable, you may find that one thing that will set you apart. I'm Phil McKinney, and thanks for listening. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join in. If you have any comments or suggestions, drop me a note at phil@killerinnovations.com. Beyond this show, I write about my personal experiences of being in the innovation game for the last two decades. Topics include innovation, creativity, culture, team building, metrics, frustrations, leadership, and how to win. You can find that content over at philmckinney.com. You can also find out information about my book, Beyond the Obvious, including extensive excerpts over at beyondtheobvious.com. You can find hardcover, digital, and audio versions of my book on Amazon or wherever you get your books from. Now, the reason I started this show back in 2005 was to pay back my early mentor. My first mentor, Bob Davis, invested an immense amount of time in training and coaching me, which had a major impact on my career. When I went back and asked him how I could pay him back, he laughed and said I couldn't. I had to pay it forward. If I could ask for a favor, could you help me pay it forward? How? One, by giving us a rating wherever you get your podcast, as that helps spread the word. And two, by telling others about the show. If you want to be part of the conversation between the shows, I hang out in the Innovators community on Slack. The Innovators community is a private community of vetted innovators who help each other succeed. Check it out at theinnovators.community. This episode of Killer Innovations was produced by the Innovators Network. You can find the show notes and the entire show catalog going back to 2005 at killerinnovations.com. I'll talk to you next week, and in the meantime, go out and change the world with your killer innovation. Bye-bye.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.